Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh God, we bless you tonight, God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. Oh God, we lift you up on tonight, Father God. We give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the praise, God, and all the honor, Lord God. God, as we stand before you, Father God, we just want to lift you up, God, and give you, God, what's due unto you, Father God. Give you, Father God, what's owed to you, God. Giving you our best praise and worship, God. And as we give you our best praise and worship, God, may we be a sweet savior unto you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, tonight we just want to tell you how much we love you and appreciate you, God. We want to give you our gratitude and our thanks, Father God, because you have done so much for us, Lord God. And Lord God, we can never thank you for all that you have done, and neither can we repay you, Father God, because you made the ultimate price for us, Lord God. You made the sacrifice for us, Father God, that we may be able, Lord God, to be able to be here on today. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We just want to say thank you, Father God, because you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, worthy, worthy of it all, Lord God. And we just want you to know, God, we are grateful to you, Lord God, because we know, God, we cannot be here today without you, God. We cannot be standing here, Lord God, going through the things that we go through, God, without you. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you on today, God, because you always seen about us, Lord. You're always so mindful of us, God. You're always so concerned about us, Lord God. And we just want to bless you, God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for the grace and mercy that you give us each and every day, God. We thank you on today, Father God, for your forgiveness, Lord God. We thank you on today, Father God, for opening up the doors, God, and giving us access, Lord God, to that freedom today, Lord. We want to say your thank you on today, Father God, because you, God, you made it available for us all, Lord God. And you did that, God, when you sent your son, Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, we want to say your thank you, Lord God, for giving us Jesus today, Lord God. That we may be able, Lord God, to be free from it all, Lord God. Leaving it all behind us, Father God, forsaking any and everything, Lord God, that hinders us and prevents us, Father God, from being great in you, Lord God. For embracing, God, and in everything, Lord God, that you have designed for us, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we just bless you on today, God. Hallelujah, glory to your name. We lift you up, God. Hallelujah, God, we lift you up, Lord. Oh, Lord God, we give you the glory, Lord. We give you the praise, God. You are worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. We bless you on today, God. Oh, God, through it all, we tell you thank you, Lord God, because you never leave us, neither do you forsake us, God. We thank you on today, Father God, that you are always with us, Lord. We thank you on today, Father God, with every step that we take and every choice and decision that we make, Father God, you are there. And we just want to say thank you, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, because without you, Lord God, we don't know what to do or how to do, God. We thank you for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord God. We thank you for the clarity, Lord God. We would thank you for the confidence and courage, Lord God, as we go forward, Father God, that we don't even have to worry about what's next, God, to be concerned for our future because it is secure in you, God. And we know that to be true, Father God, because you have already went before us, God. You've already made the way, God. You already wrote our story, God. That is why you are the author. That is why you are Alpha and the Omega. That is why you are the one, Lord God, who's in control of it all. You are ultimate and you are supreme. You are our sovereign, God. You're omniscient and omnipresent, Lord God. And we just want to give you, Lord God, the acknowledgement, Lord God, the credit, Lord God. And humble ourselves before you, Lord God, because it is all you, Lord God. And we just want to tell you thank you on today, God. God, we don't know what we would do or where we would be without you, God. We thank you on today, God, that you are so faithful towards us, God. You're so dependable, Lord God. You are always there, Lord God. Even when we can't see you and hear you, God, we know that you are there, God. And you're moving and working on our behalf, Lord God. You, Father God, are settling some things and situating some things, God. And we want to tell you thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, on tonight, we just want to ask you to prepare us, God. Prepare us in our hearts and in our minds, Father God. Prepare us, Lord God, and even in our thoughts on today, Father God, that as we, Lord God, go through and experience some things to get to, God, what you have already said we're going to get to, Lord God, that we will continue to press on, God, and not be deceived by what we see and what we hear, God, because we know it's not really what it pertains to be, Father God. And we want to take a thank you today, Father God, for being our solid rock and foundation, God. Thank you on tonight, God, for being our anchor, Father God, because your word says the man who, Father God, built his house on sand is unstable, God. But you are that rock that we are building our foundation on, God, that we can be stable, God. That no matter what comes our way, Father God, that we won't be so easily moved, Father God. That it won't, Father God, cause us, Father God, to be knocked off our footing, God. God, tonight continue to order our steps and direct our path. And continue, Lord God, to give us the eyes that we see, the wisdom, Lord God, that as we take the steps that we need to take, Father God, that we won't step on a place, Lord God, where our foot gets stuck, God, or we won't step on a place, God, that is unlevel, God. That's why we're coming to you and we're asking you, God, to order our steps and direct our path. You said to acknowledge you in all of our ways and lean not to our own understanding, God. So, Lord God, we're not trying to figure it out because we know that you have already worked it out. But we are asking for your guidance. We are asking for your wisdom. We are asking, God, that you will be the way, God, because we know that you're the only way. And we want to say thank you on today, God, for being the way, God. Because your way is the right way, God. God, continue, Lord God, to make us, mold us, and shape us, God. Continue, Lord God, to bring us up in the way that you want us to go, Lord God, as you train us and mature us, God. As you deposit some things on the inside of us, God, that we may continue to be equipped, God, to continue, Lord God, to go through it. As we continue, Lord God, to endure. Oh, God, we just want to take a thank you on today, God. And as you, Lord God, give us the wisdom and the guidance, Lord God, through our encounters and experiences, God, may we learn what you want us to learn, God. Get the understanding, God, of what you want us to get to understanding, God. And again, Lord, not lean to our own understanding, God, because your ways are not our ways. Your thoughts are not our thoughts. The word said is higher, God. So today, Father God, we're going to open up our minds that we can expand our mindsets, God, that we can get the understanding that we need, God. Oh, God, continue to give us the knowledge on today, Father God. We open up our hearts to you today, Father God. We don't just welcome you, God, but we are accepting the invitation for you to come in and have your way and do what you need to do, Father God, that you may continue, Lord God, to get our hearts ready, Father God, prepared, Father God, for whatever it is to come, God, because this time we're going to be ready, God. And we want to take a thank you on today, Father God. Lord God, continue to sever any and every spirit of fear that tries to reconjure up, God, when you have already dismantled, Father God, and already exposed that device and tactic of the enemy, Lord God, that we may continue to go forward in you, Father God, because we know, God, that you not give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and soundness of a mind, Lord God. And even in the midst of it all, Lord God, we know that you can be and that you are our strength if we need it, Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask you to be our strength, Lord God. Continue on today, God, give us eyes to see and ears to hear. Lord God, continue to give us soundness in our mind, God, that we, Lord God, that have the right way of thinking, Lord God. That we, Lord God, will open up our minds, God, and examine all aspects of the matter, Father God. That you can help us to understand the matter. And we just want to say a thank you on today, Lord God. Oh God, we just bless you on today, Lord God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. And we just lift you up, Lord God. Oh, God, we give you our love and appreciation on today, Father God, and we are grateful, God, to be yours. Lord God, because your word tells us, Lord God, we continue in your word, that we are your disciples indeed, Lord God. So may we continue in your word, God, as we submit our ways unto you, God, in all ways, Lord God, spiritually as well as natural, Lord God, that we can properly handle these things and approach these things, Father God, and either simply, Lord God, endure, Lord God. And we know that we are not alone because you are with us, Lord. And we thank you, God, because we know, God, you take care of yours. Your word tells us that you are the shepherd. We are the sheep. You stand on guard and watch over your sheep. You protect them, Lord God. And want to say thank you for your protection, God, from danger seen and unseen, known and unknown, God. We even thank you, Lord God, for making us aware, Father God. Bringing some things, Lord God, to our attention, Father God, because you said you won't let us anything come upon us unaware, God. Not to be in fear or worry, Father God, but to just be prepared. Be ready, Lord God. So today, Lord God, we ask you to continue to help us to stay fully armored on, God, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, God. Keep it on our helmet of salvation, Lord God, all the way down to our shoes of peace, Lord God, and continue to hold in our sword of the spirit, the breastplate of righteousness, Lord God, and our belt of truth, God. May your truth continue, God, be in our mouths, Father God. not speaking it, Lord God, in arrogance and pride, God, but in truth, because your word says your truth will make us free, God. Lord God, in the midst of us speaking their truth, let us be at peace, God, because we know everybody's not going to accept the truth, Father God. It may offend some people, God. It may cause them to be defensive and even aggressive, Lord God. But even in that, God, may we continue, God, to be in peace, Lord God. Even as you regulate our minds, Father God, as we see things in the knowing, Lord God. Lord God, continue to show us, God, how, God, to properly handle and approach these things, Lord God. Be in peace. Being the peacemaker, Lord God, your word says we are blessed. So on tonight, Lord God, we thank you for helping us to learn how to be the peacemakers, Lord God. Even in the midst of discrepancies and chaos, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you on tonight, God, for even keeping us in perfect peace. Oh God, we bless you on today, God. We thank you for your love, God. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for thinking of us, Lord God, the way that you do, the thoughts that you have towards God, that is good and not evil, God. We bless you on today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that even in the midst of the enemy trying to conjure up some things, God, and throw some things in the way, God, and throw some boomerangs and daggers, God, we bless you, God, because we know even though the weapons formed, they do not prosper, Lord God. And that no matter, Lord God, who is before us, Lord God, who is against us, God? You are before us, Lord God. We just want to take a thank you, God. It does not matter what comes our way because our life is secure in your hands. And we are loved by you, Lord God. And we want to take a thank you, Lord. So God, continue to make us free. As we continue to embrace and accept the freedom. And believe that we are free, God. No matter what, God, we thank you, God, because we are free. And your word says, God, who the Son sets free is free indeed. And we thank you, Lord, because we will not return back to the yoke of bondage. We will no longer, Father God, allow ourselves to be put in those places where fear had us petrified. We thank you on today, Father God, for helping us to overcome these things, God, because you said that we are more than conquerors, Lord. So, God, tonight, God, may we continue, Lord God, to be strong and mighty in you, God. Casting down any and every imagination, exalt except above you, Father God. Pulling down strongholds, God, and treading over the head of the scorpions and those snakes, God. Putting the enemy under our feet, Father God. Because he has no rights, no power, and no authority, Lord God. God, your word stands and it stands alone, God. So tonight we stand on your word. Because we know, God, you are a man of your word and you are a promise keeper. If you said it, God, it is so, God. And we're not saying it, God, because you're obligated, God, but we're saying and speaking your truth because you say it's power in the words that we speak, God. And your truth says, Lord God, your word does not return void, God. So whatever it is you spoke and said to us, God, we come in agreement with it, God. It is so. It is so, God. And we want to tell you thank you, Lord God. You are God and you are God alone, God, and you don't need no help. You do God things all by yourself, God. So God, continue to do God things in our lives, God. And may you continue to get the glory, God, out of it all, Lord God. May your name continue to be glorified, God, even as we share our testimonies, God, and we share our experience and encounters, God, of what you brought us through, Lord. We want to tell you thank you, Lord God, because when we look back over our lives, God, we know we never would have made it without you, Lord God. On our side, carrying us, Father God, and guiding us along the way. We just want to tell you thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. We are graciously gratitude towards you. We appreciate you so much, God, for being who you are for us, Lord God. Doing what you do for us, God, and how much of a debt you do, God. Lord, you are so loving. And we just want you to know that we love you, God, and that we appreciate you, Lord God. You are what makes us whole. You are what makes us complete, God. You are who and what fulfills us, God. So, God, continue to fulfill us, God, the empty places in between, God. Continue to purge out everything, God, that is not like you, Lord God, that does not belong, God, that we may continue, Lord God, to walk upright, God, that we may continue to be holy, God, and we may continue to present ourselves to you, God, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, God. Not just, God, being of service to you, to be used by you, God, but making ourselves available to you, God, that you may do what you need to do in us, God, because you know what is best for us, Lord God. And we thank you, God, for knowing what's best for us, God. God, continue to help us, Lord God, to put a watch over our tongue and the words that we speak. Continue to help us, Lord God, to be mindful of the thoughts that we think. And even, Lord God, what we believe, Lord God. May we believe in you and what your word says, because your word is true, God. May we believe in those things that we have already asked of you, Lord God, that it's already done. When we have come to you and we ask these things in your Son, Jesus' name, Father God, let your will be done, Lord God, according to your will, your purpose, and your plan, God, and then give us a heart of acceptance, God, for what it is that you have designed for us, Lord God. We want to say a thank you on today, God. God, continue to do exceeding above all we ask, think, or even imagine, God, because we know, God, that your arms are not short and neither are they slack, God, that you can do it all, Lord God. It is not too hard for you, Lord God. So, Lord God, we're going to continue to embrace the freedom and rest in you, God. Lord God, complete the work that you have begun in all of our lives, God. And continue, Lord God, to touch the lives of your people today, God. Everybody that we call out by name in prayer, God. Everybody that we put before, Lord God, on the altar, Lord God, those you, Lord God, place upon our hearts, God. We are lifting up your people to you, God, and standing in the gap, Lord God, because we know that you are not just God for some of us, but you are God for all of us, God, because you have no respect of persons, God. Those who want you to be God, that is who you would be God for, Lord God. So touch your people on today, Father God. May they allow you to be God for them in every area of their life, God. And no matter, Lord God, what area that it is, God, because you are Jehovah Jireh, the provider. You are Jehovah Rapha, the healer, Lord God. You are the one, Lord God, that guides us and leads us and protects us, God. You are our counselor, God. You are our creditor, Lord God. Whatever it is, Lord God, that we need, you are that. So today, Father God, may your people put their trust in you, God. And we just want to tell you thank you on today, Father God, because we know, Lord God, you are able to do anything, Lord God. All things, Lord God. And we bless you on today. Oh God, I'm asking that you continue, Lord God, to consume us by your presence. Continue to drench us with your spirit and continue to rain down upon us tonight, God, as we come together. And that your word go forth, and as you teach us tonight, God, in Tuesday teaching, may we be edified and enlightened, God, as your word go forth, God, may it penetrate our hearts, Lord God, by the words being spoken and read and come on the pages, God, not just be hearing it, God, but we will do it, Lord God, and that we allow it to become life within our life and apply it, God, that we may be able to continue to progress and be successful in you, God, because you are a God of success, Lord. And we want to say a thank you on today, God. May your people have a desire in their heart to want your word. And you are the word, so that means they will want the more of you, God, so that they will be able, Lord God, to do those things, Lord, that need to be done, God, because your word tells us, God, we are nothing without you, God, but we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened us, Lord God. So, God, on tonight, let your word go forth. Let it plant the seeds, God. Let them be watered, that they will grow on today, Lord God. Let it fall on good ground, Lord God. Not be choked up, Lord God. Not regurgitated, Father God, but that it will nurture and nourish us, God, that we may continue to mature in you, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you for your word on tonight, Father God. And we bless you on today. We love you and we appreciate you, Lord. And we give you all the glory, Father, all the praise, Lord. And we pray and ask these things, Lord, in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.